Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from John, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hi SaneMane, I stumbled across your channel in 2015. At the time I had been dumped again, and I was wondering why I was seemingly undateable. The video called An Exploration of Female Nature led me down the rabbit hole that eventually cured my feminism. Since then I've also introduced my brothers to your content, hoping they can protect themselves with the knowledge of female nature. Thank you. Well, John, thanks for the donation, and I'm glad that I could have helped you. This is the first of three videos I'll dedicate to you. I'll use this one to cover an article I found called My Husband Refuses to Pay My Student Loans. It's an advice column, and a mystery woman is asking another woman named Alyssa Wolfson, the one that's writing it, how to dupe her husband into paying for her education. Here's what the mystery woman has to say, and I quote, I'm married but unemployed, and my husband refuses to pay my student loans. Where? Which I had before we were dating. Do I have access to the money? Yes, but if I touch it, it could actually cause a divorce because he feels that it's not his responsibility, as we were not together at the time I acquired the student loans. Is there any way to get out of it? Or is there some type of loophole? I haven't worked in years. I don't even know how to repay these loans back on my own. Unquote. Alyssa then responds by saying that there's no loophole to get her husband to pay them, because he's not legally responsible. But then Alyssa goes on to mention a number of different ways to make him responsible. She says to merge their finances together by filing jointly on their tax returns. She could do this by convincing her husband, and since he's the sole breadwinner of the family, that if they distributed their income over two tax returns instead of one and filed jointly, the tax savings would be in many thousands of dollars. Get him with his greed. The government would see the joint filing and potentially come after him at some point in the future, possibly if she left him. The other option she gave in a very sneaky way was to get him to co-sign on the loans when she refinances them. Maybe tell him she's going to have a lower interest rate, and that would actually save her a lot of money. But since she's unemployed, odds are the loans are either frozen with regards to accruing interest, or she's delinquent on paying them. Possibly has her parents helping her out too. But most likely they're frozen through deferment or forbearance. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to a broke woman trying to steal her husband's money to pay off her loans for a useless degree, Clown World Show. As we all know, this woman could easily divorce him, but she's probably already done the math and realizes that number one, she won't be able to get him to pay the loans that way. And number two, she'll have to go out and get a job to support herself. If she wanted a career or job, she'd probably have one by now. The sad truth is that she failed as a woman because she was unable to turn him on enough to shut down his higher reason, so he would just hand over his money to her. The really messed up and ironic part of all this is that if he actually paid her loans, she'd probably lose respect for him, and odds are good that she would then leave him, because if he lets her walk all over him, then odds are he's going to go into the big bad world and let other people walk all over him too. Women hate being in the debt of other people. She wants him to pay, but if he did, she would hate him for it, because he'd then be able to hold it over her head. That's why I'm thinking she just wants to take the money, pay off her debts, and then leave. She could still do that, but I think he figured out a long time ago that she's a lazy bum, and working is her greatest enemy. I've known guys that made tons of money in their businesses, and then strung along super hot women that wouldn't leave, because they were unemployed and weren't interested in working at all. One guy put his girlfriend of 10 plus years in one of his apartments, that she didn't actually own, so that if she leaves him, she won't have anything. Plus, she's now too old to work. So he gets companionship out of the deal and keeps his finances safe while she can't take any of his money. He loves her, so she's on her best behavior walking around on eggshells around him, probably getting more and more bitter by the minute, but if she blows up, she gets bub kiss. As for the woman in this article, she could find some interesting ways to earn some of that money from him by shopping and saving money and clipping coupons, and then tell him that for every dollar she saves the two of them, that he could also give her 50 cents towards her eventual repayment of the loans. She could go out and find a job too and pay off the loans, but she's probably figured out that she'd probably be working mostly for the loans and nothing else at this point. She could also get a job under the table and give him cash, and then he transfers some of his money to her bank account so she could use to pay for the loans. Again, most likely the loans have been deferred. I knew a guy that didn't pay his loans, but he was making cash off the books. It was actually covering his living expenses. I'm not saying that you should do that from a moral or legal position, but sometimes people do what they have to get by. I initially thought this article was going to be all about shaming the husband for not paying off the loans. I still think that might be the case behind the scenes. This woman might show her question to her husband and her friends, and say, look, it's published. Then their joint family and friends might put pressure on him to pay, because she's suffering enough to write to an online paper seeking advice. That she's upset and that he should be a real man and step up so his wife no longer has to suffer. Luckily, this article didn't bring that up, even though I was expecting it. Her husband probably gives her a place to live for free because she doesn't have any income, and she seems to be in a sweet spot right now. That woman, Sailor Spoon, that I was involved with, that pretty much happened to her. She got two useless degrees and doesn't work anymore. Her boyfriend paid for their apartment and her pets, and she probably just rides his schwing-schwang in return. In a way, it's like having a live-in prostitute. Except that guy was smart enough not to put a ring on it. 15 to 20 years ago, a guy probably wouldn't be having any problem paying off his girlfriend's or wife's student loans. But now that marriages don't really last as long, a lot of guys are thinking to themselves, why should I pay for a woman's education, and maybe that's the reason she's with me in the first place. Guys are definitely smartening up, especially the guys with assets in a world where it's getting harder and harder to make and save money. There's a lot of red pill content around, like one video where one guy agreed with his wife that he would actually work and pay for her schooling, and then she would graduate and get a job, and she would do the same for him. Well, she ended up meeting the man of her dreams in law school and ran off with him instead, and also left her husband, her ex-husband, who co-signed on her loans, left to pay all the money. And now he's going to be stuck paying half her loans before he has any money saved or borrowed in order to pay for his own schooling later. He'll probably be in his late 30s or early 40s when his life technically begins. So when guys hear stories like that, they think to themselves, there's no way I'm going to co-sign on a loan or pay my wife or girlfriend's loans off. No way. Women seem to think that men are willing to take never-ending amounts of shit. But I think we've finally reached a limit. Now that those limits are being hit, they're pleading with other women for advice on how to find loopholes to hoop men with paying for their entitlements. It's sickening. And do you now understand why so many women out there are pushing for debt forgiveness from the government that have to pay their student loans back? They didn't find a simp to do it, so they figure they might as well get the mostly male taxpayers to do it instead. Our governments will just keep printing money and creating more fiat currency to flood the markets. And that'll raise prices for everything and slowly destroy purchasing power. That will force companies to pay more money to workers, and then the workers will be able to pay back their student loans with money that is worth less. That's probably the best and most women can hope for at this point. The last thing I want to talk about is what John told me about his country, Kenya, with regards to the fertility rate. He said this, and I quote, Kenya's on a gloomy path if the feminists win. The birth rate is definitely lower than 3. I'd say 1.5 to 2. Late last year, we got a lot of pro-feminism policies passed as law, particularly the child support bill, passed because there are now 50% of children born today to single mothers. Here's a kicker. There's a caveat in the bill that requires men care for stepchildren if they marry slash have a child with a single mother. Cancel culture is strong here. The misandrists weaponized it, and it's slanted toward men 90% of the time. Mortuaries started turning away fathers offering DNA to identify passed on loved ones, because most children aren't actually raised by their fathers anymore. Unquote. Isn't it crazy that Kenyan women don't even want their sons to know who their fathers are, but only suspect it from a distance, but at the same time they're basically forced to pay child support for kids that may or may not be theirs. Meanwhile, the men that marry those single mothers also have to pay for those kids. What do you think that's going to happen to Kenyan birth rates? They're probably 1.5 to 2 in the cities like Nairobi, as John says, but they're most likely higher in the countryside. But even still with COVID, they're probably dropping from 3 to 2.5 on average. Now African men are increasingly learning what it's like to be living in the West. A couple of demographers that I saw a video on recently mentioned that in the developing world, it's going to go from 8 children or 4 children down to less than 2 in under a generation. So odds are the globe is going to peak with regards to population around the year 2050, and then start to rapidly decline. Considering that older people hang around for longer and longer, that means the globe as a whole will probably hit below replacement fertility somewhere around 2030 or 2035. I can see in 20 or 30 years women saying things like, my husband retired, but he won't give me any money, and I can't afford to retire too. he's sitting at home watching television while I have to go work in my 70s to pay off the debt that I took to on my 70 tattoos that I currently have. I have to put on my thirsty Depends every morning and go off to Walmart to be a greeter. If you can smell those Depends, then you'll just have to spray yourself down with Old Spice to smell better. Of course, if that happened, a woman might actually never admit that it was a problem. She would just say that she needs to get out of the house and make a social impact on society, even if she'd rather stay home and play Yahtzee. As for Africa, the faster the birth rates fall, the slower the immigration will be to the first world. Africa needs to develop itself with a crypto revolution and bypass groups like the International Monetary Fund. If that happens, I wouldn't be surprised if whites tried getting into Africa as it started to become one of the most free places on the planet. Outside of the rampant feminism, of course. But you can be sure that if feminism is on the rise in Kenya, and women in Africa take political office, we'll try and ban it unsuccessfully. Let's hope that at that point all those Kenyan female politicians also have student loans. Loans that they can't afford to get out of paying because they'll no longer be able to print and debase the currency. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to John for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that many women think they can control men by letting us smash their cooch. But they're shocked when they open their legs, but our bank accounts still stay shut. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the simps that think that paying for their wives and girlfriends is a good thing, but in the end they just get dumped and divorce raped away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.